We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are starting from a two dots. Says the Mishnah, Kazayis Meis va Kazayis Netzel. Both these parts of the Meis are Metame Ba'oil Maga Masa, and also makes a Nazir Megaleach on it. Ve'ezu hu Netzel. What is Netzel? Zok the Gemara. Netzel is Bosa Meis Shekarash. Means Bosa Meis that got decomposed and turned to liquid, and then it got hardened. Umoyol Sher Siach. And the juice that you cooked up, you boiled it. Now, what is it talking about? What are we talking about here? If you're not sure if this juice or this congealed juice belongs to a mace, who cares if it's congealed or not congealed? I don't know what it belongs to. Maybe it's the mace's spit or his stuff that comes from his nose.
And therefore what?
Therefore, how's it matame? When you see Kazayis Natzel, it says, what's the case? You give me like simonim, but do you know it's from the mace or not? Do you know it's part of the mace's body or not? Or maybe it's a discharge.
So that means you don't know if you're tummy or not, but it is the tummy.
A discharge of a mace is not matama.
I understand, but if it is what it's matama.
Right, you can't. So can be megaleach on that. It has to be a vadai. You have to know what it is. Nozik to megaleach has to be a vadai. Means kabonis has to be a vadai. So what's the case? Elam lo yadina the day who karash may have. What's the miskar? What's the simon of karash? Ella the yadina the day who you know it belongs if comes came from the mace who Africa like karash. What does karash got to do with anything? One sitting more is tarot yilchap. On Rabbi Yirmiya, talking about Bistam, we see here next to the mace a congealed juice, or we see a juice, and we're not sure is it spit or a different discharge, or is it part of the mace. So the test, two ways to test it. Eat karash, if it got hard and turned into jelly, and it looks like a piece of gala now, moilu. Then the halacha is that it's moil and it came from the mace. Because kichay v'neyay, which means things discharge comes from the nose or the mouth, that does not get congealed. So, ikarash moilu. Loi karash dilma keich v'neyu. If it's karash, maybe keich v'neyu, and Tais has the gears throughout the word dilma. It's vada keich v'neyu. It is keich v'neyu. It's mamish 100% foolproof test. If it's karash, then it's mace. If it's not karash, it should have been karash, it's keich v'neyu. What happens if it's still fresh and it's juice? What's the eitzah? The second eitzah is to boil it. If it boils, then you know it's from the mace. That's a moil shir siach. If it boils, it's the mace. But if you take spit or different discharge, you cook it up, it will not boil. It will not boil, it will not be a siach, and therefore that's the test to see if it's a mace. So Yirmiyah is answering, when we say this line here, basa mace shakarash, moil shir siach, is a test to see if it's a mace. And really, the Makshin didn't understand this. Like the Mepharshim speak out, I saw in the Arzai Alavonon that he asked Akasha, it's like, Shalom Metzias. I'm saying, obviously, the Makshin didn't understand this Metzias because he said, he says, Elam Loy Adin the day who Karash may have. What do you mean? Karash is a Raya. And he says, or like, all this Karash is a Raya, this one way or another. But the Rabbi is answering, it's a good test. Either you boil it, or you see if it's congealed, and that will be a raya and tell you if it's from the mace, if it's basar ha-mace that got decomposed into liquid, or if it's keichoy v'niyah. Boyimine abayim rabba. Yesh netzel abhema or ain netzel abhema. Shaila is there a netzel to abhema or not? Now that's partial, like we learned already before, that behema nevela is not metama nazir to be megalech in it. There's no such thing. No such thing that it's only tumas nevela and it's only maga mas, there's no oil and that's not, and no's not magaleich in it. So what's a shaila? Shaila is a gavi stam. The gavi touching a nevela that's maga masa. What about the netzel of a behema, which means the decomposed juice of a behema? Is that called nevela or not? That's the question. Yes, netzel of behema, netzel of behema. Me amrina gemira netzel dasim adam. Maybe the whole lachamish we've seen that the netzel's matame is only by netzel from a person. Avad dasim behem aloy or idim aloy shno. Or maybe it makes no difference. So Gemara analyzes this question. Gemara says it depends really. Honich lamandi amar tuma chamura ad leger v'tuma kala ad lekelev shapir. That means there's a shaila if nevela if it's not royud for a person for a ger is it matame or not? One man the amar says that Tumas Nevela is only Matama, calls him on its Royu to Ager. If it becomes so ruined, so spoiled, that a person will not eat it, then it's not Matama. So if you hold like that, so Netzel's not a Shaila. Netzel's definitely not Royu for a person to eat. So it's not a Shaila, it's definitely not Matama. And what the Gemara speaks out, Vatuma Kala Kela, is not Negeya, it's just part of that saying. Vatuma Kala means, Tuma Kala is Tuma of Eichlin. Food that becomes Tame is Tuma Kala, it's not Matama of Masa. That definitely is a metame until it becomes any royal kelev. But kolban is royal for animal, it's still called shame oichel on it. But that's a tumah kala kelev. I mean, if you hold tumah chamur, which is a vela, has to be royal ager, which is a machlokes in the Gemara. So if it has to be royal ager, so it's netzel's not a shali. You know why? It's not royal ager. It's not metame. That even nevela is metame until it reaches the level of ena royal lechilas kelev. So then we have a good shaila because netzel is royal lechilas kelev. So the question is a netzel metame not my iklamehima? What are you going to say? What's the halacha? Is netzel of behema metame or not? So Mar Mizraya from a brisa that's brought down in Maseches Beya and other places. Tashema. This is talking about a nivlas oif tahar. Nivlas oif tar is metame beis avliya. So here we have a nivlas oif tar that got melted. Well, there are two ways that it got melted. Hemchao ba'ar, if you melted it over a fire, tame. So it's still metame. It's nevela, still metame. But bechama, if you melt it in the sun, then it's tar. V'isakadaitach ad lekelev afilu bechama nami. So a question like this. That if you hold, like the Madi Yama, it says, Ad the Kelev, so still royal the Kelev, so why Bechama is a tar? It must be because it's Netzel, and Netzel is not Metame. Netzel is not Metame. That would bring a Raya, then Netzel is not Metame. Are you going to ask me, if Netzel is not Metame, so why was it Tame then, if it's Mcho Ba'ar? L'chayra there, it's also Netzel. Teretz is, because we bring a raya from here, we bring a raya from Netzel Chama as Tahar, even though it's Royal Kelev, right now we think it's Royal Kelev. So the question is, you see, no, the Netzel by Behema. So you see that ain't Netzel by Behema. So the question is, then, why Ba'ar is a Tame? Zok Taisvis, the reason why Ba'ar is a Tame is that Ba'ar Mia, it's a fourth wide line of Taisvis. Ba'ar Mia, Kivin Shem Chol B'yadayim, Oduf Menetzel, the Loy Havel Kenirkav, Kishenirkav Venimcha Ma'atzmoy. It's only considered Netzel if it melts by itself. But if you melt it, since that's the way you eat something, it's a normal thing to cook it on the fire and melt it that way, that is called, it's right tzura, and it's still considered basa. That's how the art school I saw explains this line in Taisus. That it says that it's considered the tzurasaya tivis and choshev adayin basa. It's considered still basa. That would be, that's what Taisus saying is that even if you held this load in netzel, if you did it over the R, which is a normal way of doing it, that would still consider its same chashivas basa. But the Gemara's raya is, bottom line, it says chamatar, it must be, it's load in netzel, my name. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Amos mamchle, what's the process of melting this oif? Basa da suruach bechama. After it gets spoiled in the sun, then it starts melting. Even the Asra Chavali Offer, and Tosfos explains that it's even not royal lekelev. Since it happens under the sun, I guess it's a very slow process as it sits in the sun and gets spoiled and more spoiled until it turns into netzel. By the time it turns netzel here, it's not even royal lekelev. That's why it's tar. So it's not a raya. Maybe it is the actual netzel of Behema. But here, the netzel is so decomposed that it's not even royal lekelev, and that is why it is still tahar. Akapadim, that's where. That's what we're holding over here. Netzel Behema, the Gemara comes out, it's not a raya one way or another. If there's a din Netzel Behema, because here was not a raya, you could say, really, there is a din Netzel. But here, it got worse, it's not even royal caliph.